Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 16th, 2023. And we're going to talk about something that I guess is on the minds of some people. I don't know. I'm always surprised when I get these kind of email questions from people. And I want you to know I'm very, very grateful for them. I really am. This comes from a man named Vincent. He doesn't tell me where he lives. He just says Middle America, he says here. He wrote a kind of an elaborate email talking specifically about the subject, which is why nothing ever changes. And then he goes into politics and religion and his own personal life, and he notices that, you know, not much changes, if anything changes. And as I read that, I thought, wow. Then I got another email from another person on almost the same subject. So I thought it would be helpful, at least I hope it is, that I answer this question in a way that might make some sort of difference. Vincent, the change we need to make in the world is the change we need to make within ourselves, as Gandhi said. And this is a very difficult thing for most people to adhere to understand. What do you think needs changing? You think politics and religion and people need to be changing. But the truth of the matter is the real change has to do with in myself. We are all a part of this world. I am a part of it. I must change. Everyone must change. And this change has to be for something greater than the change itself. In other words, I need to change not to make a change, but to realize what the change means and how to make that change in a way that also transforms me, transcends my ideas of right and wrong, good and bad, and all that other good stuff that we tend to get involved in. So let me just say this to you, just right off the bat. We have no mercy. And we live in a prideful vengeance. And because we have no mercy within ourselves and our pride exceeds our willingness to change, we suffer the consequences of all of this. Now, whatever it is you think needs to be changed in this world, which you enumerate in your email, won't make any real changes. The real change is within me and within you. And we have to live these changes no matter what the outer experiences may seem to be. I can't be getting caught up in all of the falderal of politics and social justice and all of that. That's not the point of it all. The point is, where do we find forgiveness within us? Where do we find the real change? And that is in the transformation from going from human being to beingness, a transformational being. And that is not something that most people can wrap their heads around. So you're going to find it very difficult to make any real change in this world or find this world changing at all, because it requires inner work on our part, my part, your part. So to get caught up in the rigmarole of thinking, well, this could be a better world if everybody changed, and it only makes sense to change the way I think things should change, and blah, blah, blah. And that's the way we go. We don't really understand the nature of our life. We don't understand the nature of the heart. We don't understand the nature of love. We don't live in any of that. We live in vengeance. And our vengeance has become a pride, a sense of great pride within us. How do I show someone who maybe I thought was my enemy, or actually that I made as my enemy, that I'm in control, that I no one messes with me kind of thing, that kind of ideal? So with that all being said, and the way we live our life in that kind of ideal, we have absolutely no chance whatsoever of change. Gandhi was right. We must be the change we wish to see in the world. This has been going on for generations after generations, hundreds and hundreds of years. But we really don't see it very much, and we don't see it very well because we don't want to. We don't want to see this love that needs to grow and mature inside of us. We just don't want to see it. We will do all sorts of things in the outer world that pertain to our comfort and our sense of righteousness. And until I am willing, as Gregory, to put down my sense of righteousness and what I think should be and drop it for the sake of finding a sense of mercy within me, as Jesus talked about, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, and how Jesus talked about there will always be wars and rumors of wars in this world. The reason being is that in this experience, we incarnate people who are merciless. They have no mercy at all, none whatsoever. And so because there is no mercy in any of that, and that's the way we like to live our life, we miss what is the, shall we say, mission statement of each of us in this world, and that is to create a mercy that exceeds vengeance and pride. And when we do that, when we live as that, well, that's when things change. Now, Vince, I want to say something else to you. We live in a world where there is acute mental illness. This mental illness comes in the form of how we reckon with things, how we see things, and it's usually in the context of our selfish pride and vanity. Our mental illness goes to the point where we think everyone should think like we do, like you do, maybe Greg does, maybe other people. And we think that that would be the answer to our problems, but that would not be the case, nor would that be true. The truth of the matter is, you're never going to get everybody on the same page. People in this world, I have found, because of overpopulation, are more mentally ill than ever before. You know what Jacques Cousteau said, any organism that overpopulates implodes upon itself. We are in the midst in this world of implosion. We are imploding upon ourselves. This is happening now and probably will continue to happen all throughout the generations, whatever's left, by the end of the, you know, inner wars that we fight with ourselves and others. So you have to begin to understand attaining to mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and finding great love in all of that, great interest in all of that, great energy in all of that, means that we would actually change the world. But that's not what we do. That's not what we're about. We're about self-righteousness, isolation, and self-preservation. So with all that being said, there's no hope for the standard version of peace to ever exist, meaning that we can negotiate it through give and take. It's just not going to happen. There must be an inner transformation within me, within you. We have to start with ourselves. We can't go out into the world and say, you should believe this and you shouldn't believe that, and this is what's true and that's what's false and all of that, and blame people. You have to begin to see where everything begins and ends, and it begins and ends with me and you. You must find your own inner peace in there somewhere, and that is your life quest. That's your mission statement, as it were. If you really want peace, like you say you do, and you think it's so simple, which it is not, it goes through the complexities of the human being, and that makes it very, very difficult for all of us. Because it's our biology against our spirituality, as it were, our soul. I'm out of here. Hope that helped. And if it didn't, you know you can always give me a call. If you have any questions, dear ones listening, you know how to get a hold of me, greg@aspire.org. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.